shit was crazy. Everybody wanna know my name. Bring the pain and pop the champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain when I fuck their brains out on the Moscato.
Gold chain.
Tell your girl to stop paging me.
What?
I walked in, stoned as hell.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm live.
Jesus Christ, I'm here to die and bleed on the mic, get crucified, and come back to life. Hallelujah, how you doing? Now that your girlfriend wanna screw me. Ooh-wee, I got the goods. I roll with rich girls to score in the hood. The folklore true, 10-inch vegetable. The sex is incredible. So who wanna date with Andre? Pick you up late in my 88 Hyundai. Tell your mom that her daughter's the bomb. Bring her home tomorrow with tracks on her arm. Sick fuck in the ice cream truck. Get my big stick licked by the little sluts. Sex offender. Don't question my agenda. I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. That's right. I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. Don't ask me no questions. I won't remember. I'm on a bender.
Just one more second, guys.
I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. And I'll be gone till next November. Oh my God, times is trife. This ain't a hobby, it's a hard knock life. I told my mom she see my name in lights. The trial of the century starts tonight. News flash, the dude is trashy. Too bad that I'm good at rapping. I would have made a great actor or a porn star. I was born hard. Dick charms from the guitar. Andre, living like a rock star, blowing lies till I'm lockjaw. Southpaw, knocking out your grandma. Sorry, y'all, but I'm sick. Ever since I discovered my dick,
I've been roaming the strip, looking for a tender to take her on a bender.
I'm on a bender. That's right, I'm on a bender. I'm on a bender. Don't ask me no questions, I won't remember. I'm on a bender.
Okay, let's do this. Can I get an audio check? If everybody can tell me if they can hear me, it'd be great. In the IRCs and on the tiny chat, let me get an audio check. Somebody give me an audio check, please. I'm gonna bust some tags. I do calls as soon as I get an audio check.
I got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comer. This is fucking awesome.
Nah, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pinks and my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. Piss. But shit, it was 99.
Do you hear the music, Noggin?
About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those.
Or do you just hear me?
Been walking in by me and grungy fucking me. I'm stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Your lord jumpsuit and some house slippers.
Okay, we're gonna start the show.
They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a.
Here we go. We're going to link Craigslist numbers today. I'm drunk, so these probably go bad.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5.
It's trying another number. Paste. Call. Bam.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm calling about the hose set.
What is it?
The house set?
No,
the hose set.
The houses?
H-O.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, can you tell me about it?
It's stuff that my dad had collected over the years. A lot of them are built, probably 35. We've got, most of those are like the Moravian themed, you know, chalets. Then I've got, a whole list of unbuilt kits here. I've got three train sets plus just cars. There should be a listing with everything there.
What are you looking for?
Well, if you want to, you know, if there's something you're really interested in, what I'm doing is I'm telling people if you want to buy it as a bulk, give me an offer. What's that?
For all of it.
All of it? Give me a price, and I'll see.
$5.
Sorry?
Well, giving a price leaves you open, so $5.
For what?
All of it.
No.
Well, then what do you want?
Well, okay, there's stuff here that is discontinued.
I understand that, but you obviously have a price in your head. So tell me what you want.
I'm just saying, you get what I mean? Where are you calling from? That would help.
I'm calling from your area.
Where?
I'm in Binghamton.
You're in Binghamton?
Yeah.
Okay. Best thing to do is probably take a look and see what I've got. And go from there.
I saw everything on the Craigslist.
You did see everything.
I'm interested in all of it. Yeah, I'll buy it all. Just tell me like a round figure price.
Well, hold on a minute. Unfortunately, I'm selling all this stuff for my mom. My dad passed away, so I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's just I've got that, and now I've got Matchbox, so it's like. I'm sorry, what's your number there?
It's the number I called from. I'm calling from work, so I don't really know my number.
Oh, okay. Who am I speaking with?
Patton Fox.
Mr. Fox, okay. Do you have a phone number where I can get back to you?
The one I called you from. You don't know, like a roundabout figure you want to go for?
I would say, okay, give you just a quick rundown. This is just the train set. None of this has ever seen a train layout. So,
yeah, I mean, I got like 4 million sets or so.
I'm pretty big at it. Okay. I know the Bachman, which is the Cavalier, that's been discontinued. I know he paid like $270. Might be looking at one and a half.
What are you looking for, like two or three?
Okay, 150, 234. I'd say probably.
Are you looking for like the whole set for like 300 or 400?
I would say with everything here, because we do have, I'd say probably right around 6 for everything.
That's how many square foot is the buildings?
Oh, sorry?
How many square foot are the buildings?
They're all HO scales. They vary.
It says, like, there's a Citizens Bank, a People's, a Credit Union.
Oh, no. That's if you're going, all that is, that's just if you're going to send me a check. My bank, it takes 7 to 10 days for it. I'd rather cash out the door, $600, it's all yours. Everything.
I would do cash. I'm just trying to figure out, like, the square footage of this. Like, where's the train station located?
It's not set up. It's all stuff that he bought that he never, ever set up. Like, he's got...
I'm looking for, like, some property with train tracks and everything on it. So, like, where's this property at?
I'm in Johnson City.
So it's in Johnson City? Like, what's the address
there? I have it in my family room. I moved it out of my mom's house.
How can it fit in a room?
Pardon?
It's like a real... Are you talking about, like, toys or something?
Yeah, it's for an HO train set up.
A train set? I thought this is real property.
No. This is all HO train stuff. All the houses, the
train. Oh, I thought this was, like, real train property.
No. This is all HO scale.
I don't. What's HO scale?
It's a train scale.
I don't know what that is.
You have Lionel. No, this is not. This is a private residence. And then my father. Okay, so you're not interested in the kits or the train sets or anything like that, then? You're looking for
property. I'll give you $5 for it all.
Pardon?
$5 plus tax.
No, they're not going to work. Okay, I'm on my cell phone. I got to go talk to you later.
Don't go. Bye. We can talk for a little bit.
You're burning up my minutes. I gave you a price.
You have a prepaid card? You need to get a job.
See you later.
Bye. That was horrible, guys. I'm sorry for that. I'm, like, wasted. Yo. Let's see what else I got. We're going to call about this RC car. Let's see. I'm put some music on until I call it this RC car.
All these are the prophets. These are the chosen few. These are the selected youth. These are the ones that shine upon thine meridian with the fourth level of Gondor. I enter the metaphysical visionary third chapter dimension.
Okay, we're going to call about this RC car.
Intertwine my mind upon thine 9 caliber. Russian roulette stamina. Tylenol flips the fast track of the anomaly. Stop. That's preposterous.
Okay, here we go. Let me mute the music.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Yeah, I was calling about the Traxxas, the RC car.
Okay.
Yeah, what good a condition is it in? Is it gas or electric?
The Traxxas, the monster car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's brushless. That's the new brushless motor.
Yeah, I know it's brushless. It said in the ad, but you didn't tell if it was electric or gas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, brushless, I just assumed people would know. The brushless is electric, and they have, I don't know if they're considered a solid-state motor, but they don't use, obviously, brushes like a brushed motor would.
Yeah.
And they're extremely fast.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
Mike, would you let me test it?
Yeah, I mean, I have batteries and stuff like that, and then they have a Y-link connector that you could put in, and it doubles the battery power, and it makes them even faster.
Yeah. Okay, like,
enough the way it is.
I have a kiddie pool, and mm-hmm. if I bring it over and I bring a ramp, could I try to launch over it?
A what?
And if it, like a kiddie pool, and if it launches over the kiddie pool, I'll buy it. Is that cool? But if it, like, don't make it over the kiddie pool, I don't want to buy it. It might ruin your, like, RC car, but I'll buy it if it launches over it.
Okay. It's not really a jumping RC car. It's more of a road drift car.
Yeah, but we'll take about a 1 kilometer stance on it. So it should have the like speed to launch over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fast.
Yeah, so it should have the speed to launch over to like the 3-foot kiddie pool. So oh, yeah. If it don't make it over the kiddie pool, I don't want it. Okay. But like, that's what I want it for. Will you risk the safety of that RC car of the kiddie pool?
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Binghamton.
Okay.
So,
if
like,
you have cash in hand, you could do whatever you wanted to with it.
I'm just saying, I have cash in hand, but the thing is, it just might mess up, because I'm saying, if it hits the water, it's going to kill it.
No, it's waterproof.
It's waterproof to a certain extent. This kiddie pool's like four foot deep.
I've seen people run them right completely underwater, and if there's water, their water's sealed.
Okay, that's cool. If you want to say that, I'm just saying, would you let me launch it over a kiddie pool?
If you really wanted to. If you bought it, you
okay,
could do it and you want to with it.
I'll call you back, and I'll give you my address, and we'll hook up, okay? In about 3 hours.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye. That dude's crazy. I've had a Traxxas. Them things are not water-sealed on their electric units. That dude is crazy. Let me get somebody in this call. Let me see. Let me get some co-hosts in here. Where's he at? He's right here. I don't want to call group. I want to call him. Let me call Cheese, too. Hey, what's up? We're live on the air.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm drunk, and I thought I'd do a show.
You're drunk?
Yeah, I shouldn't drink, but you know.
You drink?
What? Hey, what's up, Cheese?
Nothing much right here. What you...
Yeah, we're live on the air.
You're live on the air? You already fixed out of what?
Yeah, we're on Mixlr.com/prank-wiki. We got a good bit of listeners right now. I'm calling Craigslist ads.
Nice. Okay.
Doing a drunk show.
All right. Send me that link so that I can go over and listen to it.
Well, you're talking on the air, so you don't need to listen to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got any weird animal numbers?
Oh, hold on. I'll start looking for them.
he found some weird monkeys the other day that were like the size of Coca-Cola cans. I didn't believe there was monkeys the size of Coca-Cola cans the other day. But there was.
They want $2,500 for a little monkey.
It's a marmoset monkey.
Yeah, that's crazy. They want, like, ridiculous money for that kind of stuff. And
I figure it has to be illegal to sell those kind of monkeys.
It is. I mean, it is to a degree. It's like they get caught at the borders and stuff. I watched a special the other night about extreme smuggling, the show's called. And they had, like, a third part, and it was, like, smuggling of animals, and it was, like, heartbreaking. But they go to crazy degrees to do that shit.
Let me add Noganu to this call. He's listening. I'll figure I'll add him.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's that? Right here he is. Noganu, you are live on the air if you connect.
Yo.
What's up? You're live on the air.
What's up, brother?
420. Smoke a bong. Yo.
What's up? You're not live on the air. Just drunk doing a show.
Turn your shit down. Turn your headphones on.
Yeah.
Are you going to cause a feedback loop?
But, let me look for some more Craigslist ads.
Yeah.
While we're doing this, I've just been calling random Craigslist toy ads.
Yeah.
Squeaks says she wants a monkey. We'll buy a monkey. They're a lot. They're like $3,000.
Yeah.
And they're illegal. If you ever get caught with one, they'll take it from you.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And you can get like crazy, you get this crazy, like
you get a fine, I think.
Yeah, you get jail time and shit over it too.
You go to jail for having a monkey?
Well, if they prove that you're a threat to, like, you can't
a threat.
Yeah, they prove if you can't, like, treat it properly and you mistreat it, then they'll totally put you in jail.
Like that guy in France, he totally fucked that monkey.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger, what's this number two?
To a monkey place.
Okay, we're calling this monkey place. I'm gonna call it right now. What kind of monkeys they selling?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling about the monkeys.
Which one?
What kind you got?
Different kinds. Do you have any idea what kind you were looking
for?
Really
small one.
Marmoset?
Yeah. Is that illegal?
It's not here.
Oh. I was going to take it down south. I'm in your state, but I was going to take it down south to Alabama. Is it illegal there?
I don't think so.
Okay. What are you looking for it?
They're $2,500 for the marmosets.
You won't take no less?
Uh-uh.
Not even 24?
Well, right now, I kind of got a waiting list on them.
Oh, there's a waiting list?
Uh-huh.
What do they eat?
Gosh, they eat a variety of different stuff. Have you done any research on them at all?
Not really. They just look cute.
Well, you kind of need to know how to take care of them.
I take care of rabbits. I have a lot of rabbits. Like 20 rabbits. I figure
there
they can't be that
like
hard.
Rabbits.
Like, what do they eat?
Gosh, they eat a variety of different stuff, from monkey food to fruits and vegetables and mealworms and...
Oh. Are they real monkeys, or are they just marmosets?
Marmosets are monkeys.
Well, I didn't know that. Uh-huh. I just learned something new. So they're not illegal to export or nothing?
Depends on where you go.
Oh.
They're not legal in all states.
Oh. I didn't know that. How big do they get?
1 pound.
1 pound?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need to be free roaming, or are they in a cage?
You can have a cage to put them in sometimes, but they need to be out, really.
What's their intelligence level?
They're pretty smart.
Like, above dog smart?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I can teach them to, like, take care of somebody?
I suppose you could probably teach them about anything you wanted.
Could I teach them to, like, kill people?
Kill people?
Yeah, like assassin. Like an assassin monkey.
Now, are you talking about marmosets or 1 pound?
Whatever. I'm just, like, wondering... You say they're smart. Are they, like, human smart?
They're pretty smart.
Like,
do you have an internet? Like, do you have internet?
I have a 56K modem. I'm on
AOL.
Well,
look on the internet and do some research on them before you get one, because, I mean, there's a lot to them.
I just want to buy one. If it dies, I'll eat it. Like, can you eat it if it dies?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, I mean, if something dies, you got to eat it. That's the laws of nature.
Well, if it dies, there's probably something wrong with it. Why would you want to eat something that something was wrong with?
Well, I don't know. My dog died last week, and I ate it. I feel that he would want me to consume his essence. Right?
I don't know.
So,
I don't think a monkey
taste
would be
good?
For you.
Do they taste good? And she just straight up hung up. I don't know what to tell. I don't know.
That was good, though.
You can train it. Boy, you never told something stupid. Like, you can train the monkey to jack you off or something like that.
I was like, Can you teach it to kill people?
Masturbate. I want to teach a monkey to jack me off or something stupid.
You guys need Jesus.
I don't know. We're just doing pranks, man. Let me look at something on Craigslist. You don't got to be talking about Jesus on my live show. I love Jesus, but we don't talk about him on my live show.
He didn't do much for us.
Let's see. No, Jesus is awesome, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only man in existence that's ever been able to turn something into something
else. Water into wine.
Yeah. And walk.
No, he's awesome, man. I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
The thing is, we don't talk about him on my live show. Can you format this number for me?
Yeah.
My live show is about pranks. Not religion.
Yeah, I might start doing one, but it would be...
You can stream on my Mixler.
Yeah.
I'll give you my login info.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, it would be like a weird kind of editorial.
Okay, here we go. We're going to call about this 50-inch TV. Does anybody want it? Sean, you got it.
Okay. 50-inch. First prank call ever.
50-inch TV.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me all right?
What's that?
Can you hear me okay?
Who's this?
This is Fred Phelps. How's it going?
Good. Who are you looking for?
I'm calling about the TV. Is it still available?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Can you give me a little bit of information about it? It's LCD, right?
It's DLP.
DLT?
Yeah, it's 50-inch/screen DLP. It's a projection.
I'm vegetarian. I don't eat meat. So that might be kind of a problem. I went vegetarian a while ago. I don't eat bacon at all, BLTs or nothing like that. I eat fake meat. But anyways, let's get back to the television here. I'm trying to do this weird thing where I'm like gathering parts for like this project I'm doing. It's a time machine. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Have you ever heard of time machines before? Are you familiar with them?
No.
You've never heard of a time machine? Well, I'm very, very close to... God, he fucking hung up right on me. What a dickhead. Call him back.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
What's the guy's name?
I didn't say.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we got disconnected. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, this
you're
television...
You're talking about the TV for sale?
Yeah, let me explain. This model of television has parts inside of it that are not available in any other machine. Is there any possible way that you could open up the back to see if there's something in there for me? And I'll pay you double just for opening it.
No.
Wait,
you want me to open it up? I'm at work, dude. So.
Yeah, I mean, I could call you back later tonight if it was possible. I mean, this is really useful to me, and I've been looking everywhere for them.
Where are you located?
I'm in Modesto, but I'm willing to drive.
You're in where?
Modesto, California.
Binghamton?
No, I'm in Modesto, California right now. I flew out there earlier because somebody told me there was a television there.
Yeah.
You're not willing to do it, huh? You don't want to make twice as much off of this television. You don't want to fucking further the human race to fucking build this time machine for me. I mean, all I need is, like, two parts. I'll drive to Binghamton, dude. I found this shit on Search Tempest. You don't want to help me out? You don't want to...
Found it on where?
I found it on Search Tempest. I've been looking for this for, like, a week. Seriously, if we don't find this time machine and find the parts for it and build this shit and finish making this, the world is going to die. I'm not crazy. I know I sound crazy.
Okay. Yeah, give me a call later.
All right, man. Thanks. Take care. Peace.
You're totally saying you're on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I know.
This is Binghamton, New York.
I know. I had to say something fast, though.
You guys keep talking. I got to take a piss.
All right. That was like the first call I've ever done. I've never done a prank phone call, ever.
Never?
Never. Never.
I don't know, dude. I kind of feel kind of weird because my prank calls, I've been mixing it with Spanish and English.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, if you can mix it and you can do it, that's even better because the Spanish speaker is going to understand it. I mean, I can understand it, but I can't speak it fast enough to hold a conversation with a good Spanish speaker.
Yeah. Like last night, 2 nights ago, I had a Chinese dude going to, like, I had him going down, like, flipping off. Like, for at least a half an hour, dude, I had him.
Crazy. Was he speaking in English?
He was speaking English, Chinese, and I had him, like, going, like, I want to fuck your wife. Oh, I'm right there. I want you to or he took me with the blowjob. He was like.
That's funny.
I was like, excuse me, sir. I had him going dumb last night, bro. Like, it was kind of funny, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of numbers, dude. Like, yeah. The best ones to prank calls are, like, the sex stores, too.
Okay, I'm back. We're calling about these 12 8-inch speakers with one cabinet. Who wants it? You want it, Cheese?
Nah.
12?
You haven't did a call, man.
Dude, I feel kind of strange right here.
Shrink. I'll do it. It's gonna be shitty, but I'll do it.
12 8-inch speakers?
Yeah, I guess.
In a cabinet?
He has 12 in parentheses.
I think
I'll try it.
It's 8 12-inch speakers, because 12 8-inch speakers in a cabinet.
No, it has 12 in parentheses, then 8-inch speakers. I'll do it.
He's got it backwards.
I don't know.
They never made that.
Hello?
I'm calling about them 8-inch speakers.
Yes.
How many you got?
I'm sorry?
How many do you have?
I have to go back to the Craigslist there. They're down at my shop, so I don't have them right with me.
I mean, is it a scam? You don't know how many you have?
No, it's not a scam. Hang on. I sold all the contents to my machine shop, and,
do you have 12 of them?
Hang on.
Well, I'm hanging.
Yes.
What do you want for them, each?
I'm asking $100 for all of them, and it includes one speaker cabinet.
What brand are they?
Roland.
How'd you get them? Did you, like, rob somebody?
Did I rob somebody? No, I had a machine shop.
Like, I understand you have a machine shop, but how did you get them?
My
I just need to make sure, because a lot of people on Craigslist, like, rob people.
Yeah, well, I don't rob people. I'm selling my business contents, and I had an intercom system, and my father-in-law was an electrician, got them for me, and we never put them in.
Did they fall off the back of a truck?
No, they didn't come off the back of a truck. If you don't want them, then don't harass me.
I think I want them. But I'm just scared they might be, like, illegal.
They're not stolen.
Because I'm looking at the picture of the box. It looks a little shady.
Well, I put them in the box that they came in. You know, that they have dividers in the box. That's what the actual case of speakers came in.
Why is one end of the box, like, ripped off?
Why is it ripped? It's been in my shop for 12 years. I don't know why it's ripped.
Okay. Would you take, like, 90?
Would I take what? $90?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take $90 for them. I'm not going to use them, so... Do you want them? Have them.
let me get my friend Sean. He was the one wanting them, and he might have some input on this. Here he is.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Sean.
So, yeah, what was the make again on this? The brand?
The Rauland, R-A-U-L-A-N-D. You can look them up online. They are not cheap speakers, but I have no use for them. I'm selling my machine shop, so they're one of the items I have left.
I think I've heard of them. They were the ones that were founded by the guy who was the Nazi sympathizer, right?
I have no information on them other than I looked them up online to see the value of them, and I came up with a price which I thought they would sell for.
The guy that founded that company was he was a Nazi sympathizer. So I'm still interested. I'm still interested, but the price is an issue of contention just because of that. I mean, I know that their quality. I would have to offer you somewhere in the area of about maybe 30 a piece. And I would take them all off your hands if that was a possibility, if you wanted to get rid of all of them.
So what are you offering me for in total?
30 each.
$30 each?
Yeah.
I can do that. But you're going to have to pick them up, though. I'm not sending them anywhere.
All right, well, here's the thing. You are sending them, and... you will pay for the shipping as well, and actually,
have a nice day.
No, hold on. Hear me out. God, why are people there not?
I'm calling it back. He was like tripling his profit.
Mm-hmm.
Squeaks, if you want us to call a number, we will. Robert messaged me the number. I called Outback Steakhouse once, ordered a burger bin,
yeah,
which is like 30 burgers. My friend told me to call him. He got to take all 30 burgers home. It was fucking epic. He worked on the grill.
Yeah, that guy, I can't believe he just, like, fucking...
She wants me to call Applebee's. I get. What's this number, Cheese?
Oh, they're sending you a dog, a husky.
Yeah, this is in Alabama, though. I can tell by the number. Let me call it, though. I'll just have to be civil. I want to do something I saw off a John Candy movie. Give me that number, Squeaks.
Hello.
Calling about the husky?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What you looking for? I have a bunch of puppies available.
Yeah, how much are they?
600.
They full bred?
Do I have a red?
Are they, like, registered?
They are AKC registered. They won't be ready for about another 3 weeks. They'll just 3 weeks
old. Oh, they're still on the tit?
Yeah.
Oh. What are you looking for each? What color are they?
Gray and white. Black and white and red and white.
Oh. What are you looking for, like a black and white?
Price-wise?
Yeah.
They're all $600.
Mm. It's a bit steep. You wouldn't take like 5 for one?
Are you local?
Yeah.
Good. Where are you from?
Well, I'm not really local. I'm from Jasper near Tuscaloosa.
Oh, okay.
How would I drive down, though?
I have a gray and white female with blue eyes that I'll take $400 for. She's on my website.
Yeah, where are you located, though? I just saw your number on, like, a trader.
We're in Gadsden, Alabama.
Oh, so that's about, what, like, 100 miles?
Probably so. I can give you my website, and you can see the pictures.
What's the website?
It's Puppy, L-O-V, as in Victor Kennels, with the S on the end, .com.
If I drove all that way, would you do like 500 because of the gas consideration?
Well, actually, I have people drive from different states to pick them up all the time. Texas,
understandable, but you wouldn't go down 100?
Not on one of mine. Now, I've got that 3 month.
Like, what's their lineage?
They have some champions. All my stud dogs have championship bloodlines. All that information's online, too, on my Cyrus.
Have they won any tournaments or anything for that price?
No. I don't have any problem selling my puppies at $600.
Well, I understand. I'm not trying to give you no trouble.
I've got 38 pups, and I've already got, I think, about 23 or 24 sold, and they're only 3 weeks old.
Well, see, I'm running a Jamaican Husky team, and I was looking for about 20 puppies.
Oh, yeah.
To sort a new one, and I was wanting, like, a bulk price.
Uh-huh. Well, if you buy 20 puppies from me, yeah, I'll give you a discount.
Could you give me 400 each puppy?
How many puppies are you talking about?
If I buy 20, could I get 400 each? Because, like, the Jamaican bobsled team is the second in place, and I was wanting to make a Jamaican, like, Husky team, which is 12 per person, and we have, like, 3 or 4 of them.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to make, like, 3 of them, and we have to ship them to Kenya.
Well, I couldn't.
Which has nothing to do with Jamaica, but that's in Africa, but we want to ship them to Kenya anyway, because you know nothing about Africa.
Do they have to be 3 months old to ship that far?
I don't know.
I know.
Here, I'll let you talk to my associate, Sean.
Uh-huh.
He knows all about that. Here he is.
Okay.
How's it going, ma'am?
Fine. How you doing?
Pretty good. So there's no kind of price break for at all, like a $100 price break for the gas, because the gas is really, I mean, for us, it's just super hard. We want the dog, but the gas getting out there.
I tell you
just,
what, I would do. I'd meet you in Trustful.
Oh, that might, yeah, that might help. I mean,
without knocking off $100,
yeah.
I'd meet you in Trustful. Now, yeah. These pups are not ready to go for another 3 weeks, though.
Okay.
I have one gray and white female, 3 months old.
Yeah.
Now, she's only 400 because of her age.
Yeah. But you just said they wouldn't be ready to sell, so you can do a price break for selling them for age, huh? That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know what? I run my own business, and I make my own rules how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but you're also, you're selling, you just told us you got 40 pups. And
I got 38 puppies that belong to me.
That's 40 where I come from. But having that many dogs in a house, like, how does your house not stink like a kennel or a pile of doggy do?
I never said that I kept them in my house.
So you keep them in a concentration camp? Because that's what it sounds like if you got 40 dogs. 40
you
children.
Know what?
Dogs.
Why don't you call and aggravate somebody else?
I'm not aggravating anybody, ma'am. I'm asking you.
You
questions.
Don't even know me. And
you're
telling me I got 38 puppies in my house and it smells like dog
advertising.
Crap.
You're soliciting an advertising selling dogs. She hung up.
We're making a Jamaican sled team, bro.
I was going to say that. That was the next step.
Did you ever watch that movie, Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was making a play on that.
That's funny.
We're making a Jamaican bobsled. You got the money, we got the cash. That was a good movie, though, with John Candy.
Yeah, it was.
John Candy made a lot of really good movies.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to take that. I didn't want to take that too far because she's only like 50 miles from
me. Yeah, yeah.
Like in real life.
Yeah.
Make her have a heart attack. Fuck you.
He was like, make her have a heart attack. You're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let me see what else I can find.
I wasn't going to push her too hard.
That's
but
a lot for a freaking dog.
That's a lot of dogs to have. I mean,
no, I mean, if you don't, I'm not like, if it's not a champion, why would you pay like that much for a dog?
Dude, pit bulls right now, they're going for $1,000, $1,500 for a pit bull.
Yeah.
Well, that's pet bulls. That's like black people, no racist.
Exactly. Here, they're not allowed. They, like, outlawed pit bulls.
Okay, Squeak, give us a number. It's a funeral home. I'll handle this because y'all might go over extreme.
All right. After this, we gotta call the Moyle.
Give me the number for that.
All right, I gotta look it up. It's 188.
Squeaks, I don't know if I really want to call a funeral home, because Carlito did a thing where he called a funeral home before he killed his wife, and that's your like premise, and it kind of like freaks me out that you want me to do that, and they will trace your call.
Yeah,
they'll call the police on you.
Yeah.
So if you give me another premise with like a restaurant or something, I will do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to call a funeral home saying I want to kill my wife.
It's too risky.
Yeah, it really is.
At
this point, format that number different, Sean?
Yeah, I'm doing it. B.
Don't say no.
R. No, I'm
you can't say no.
I'm looking up on the phone for the letters because it's the way that it is on there, it's like, I only
Courtney got Elf, it's calling me. Let me decline that and I'll add him to conference. where's he at? Horny Elf. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I have a lot of people on my little list here. Oh, I don't see him. Do you have Horny Elf on your list?
Yeah, you want to drag him in?
Yeah, if you can try to add him, I'll
call him. Yeah,
I'm drunk as shit.
Is that Jose?
Yeah, I think so.
Hello?
Yeah, we're live on there.
Alright.
What's that number, Squeaks? It's 877, so it has to be toll free. What is it?
All right, I'm back.
I gotta check all my messages. I've been getting messages nonstop. Badfish says, call a pizza place with a brick oven and ask them to cremate your father. It was his dying wish. I'll do that. That sounds legit.
Let me look up here, then send it to somebody's house to go pick up a dead body or something.
I don't really want to fuck with people about picking up
dead bodies. Why not, dude? It's kind of funny.
That's a legal issue, bro.
Yeah, anybody that says anything about dead stuff, it's just, that's when you light off red flags.
Yeah. But I'll call a place with a brick oven real quick. Let me call this place in New York. I'm doing the request for Badfish real quick. Here it goes. Everybody mute their mics. I'm going to mute it right now. Here it goes. This is the request for Badfish in tinychat.com/ goapla.
Thank you for calling the ladies. I'm speaking. How can I help you?
Can I speak to the manager?
There's somebody at the moment. If you like, I can take a message.
No, I just have a question.
Sure.
My dad had an expressed wish when he died. He wanted to be cremated in a brick oven. Is that accessible from your location?
No, I don't think they'd be able to do that.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why you hating? I did your request.
Call her back, dude, and fuck you. Call her back.
I'll call her back one time. you hating? Hello? I'll call another question. Right, ask them the same question.
I heard a click.
We'll call Bleecker Street Pizza. Man, pizza sounds good as hell. I got a Subway in there. Okay, Squeaks says call this number and listen. It's probably some porn thing coming from Squeaks. She's going to rage in my chat for this. That's my ex. Yeah, she's my ex. She's going to rage at me, but I'm going to call it. Don't be smoking that marijuana on my show.
How'd you know?
Because I know you.
I'm trying to quit smoking this week. I have to.
If you quit smoking the rolling,
ready to live your most extreme fantasy.
See, I knew it was porn. I know her.
It's funny.
Okay. Let me call this pizza place.
Call it Moyle.
Moyle? I didn't get the number, did I?
Oh, yeah, I put it in here.
Oh, there it is. You didn't... Okay, here it goes. Yeah. You got it.
Right on. I'll talk to them. If they answer. They might not even answer. It might just be a machine.
It got busy. Showed it's busy.
Oh, weird. We can try back again later.
I got a Subway in the other room at Chicken Bacon Ranch.
Nice.
I'm still drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Let's call this pizza place. I'll let you have it. Here you go.
Bleecker Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called... No, this one's different. It's called La Mia Pizza.
Huh? So do you fight for La Mia?
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Do you have parsimon as a topping?
I have what?
Parsimon.
I'm sorry?
Parsimon?
Sure, no, I don't have it.
You know what it is?
No, I don't know what is this.
It's just one second. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You there? Did he just hang up? I think he hung up. That was weird.
Alright, you want to get somebody really pissed off, call and ask that lady why she got a real grandson of stalking.
Squeeze gave us an Applebee's. I'm asking her if she knows the dude's name. Anybody that works there. So if you hear this, tell me if you know anybody's name that works there. Why do you tell people you'll hold? I hate that. You're like breathing like you're jacking off cheeseburger.
Oh, no, I'm smoking a cigarette.
Oh, Dozer just came online. Let me add him to the comments.
Yeah, no, I'm in here.
That's my homie.
What's up?
Dozer is live on the air.
What's up, guys?
On my drunk show. And we are live on my drunk show. So everybody listening. I'm my co-host, Dozer.
Yo.
I love Dozer.
Yo, yo.
He's my fucking homie.
Good morning, guys. How is everybody?
Pretty good.
We got to do a couple test shows, Dozer.
Yeah, I know. I've been live busy. Show. Got school all week and shit.
Okay, Dozer, this is your... Okay, this next call is yours.
Okay.
My friend Squeaks.
Okay.
He's sending out this number.
Okay.
It's an Applebee's.
Okay.
Robbie is the manager.
Robbie is the manager.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Thank you for calling Applebee's in Emerald Boulevard West, now featuring karaoke on Tuesdays. This is Cassie. How can I help you?
Hey, I was at karaoke last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this guy, I went to the bathroom. This guy named Robbie was pushing me around in there.
Okay.
So I want to make a complaint, because I think he works there.
from the karaoke guy?
No, no, his name was Robbie, and he was pushing me around in the bathroom, calling me a stupid head and saying that I drink too much coffee. So I wanted to call and, you know, see what his deal was. He told me he was a dishwasher, but I didn't believe him.
No, we don't have a dishwasher by the name of Robbie here at all. Do you know what he looked like?
He was just a big dude named Robbie. I think he's the manager.
Our only manager that works here works during the day.
Well, that's why it concerns me, because I don't want your manager beating up people. That's mean.
Okay. He's a big fucking faggot.
You don't need to talk to me like that, though.
He told me in Ohio, he told me to go back to Mexico.
Yeah, he told me to go back to Mexico.
Okay, well, you're not going to call me and talk to me that way.
Oh, I'm going to call
you. I'll call you and tell you anything, you fucking cunt.
One God, I didn't even say anything on that.
I'm drunk. I'll say anything during a call.
Yeah, that wasn't really good anymore. I'm glad you guys chimed in.
I'm sorry. I'm just really wasted.
That was funny.
Right,
that was funny. I like that.
I'm gonna add her again.
Put her in that list of phone numbers you have to call people. You didn't even get her name.
I'm calling her again.
But I remember the tone of her voice.
Thank you for calling Applebee's Memorial Boulevard West, now featuring our karaoke on Tuesdays. This is Cassie. How can I help you?
Yes, Cunty McCunterson.
I'm sorry?
You need to be nice. Be nice. I want your cheese bread.
Oh, yeah. Let me stick my pickle in between those thighs.
Let him stick his pickle.
Are you
going
to keep calling me and doing this, and do I need to call the cops?
No, yes, ma'am.
You
listen,
need to call the cops.
Because I am not kidding. I am the manager.
Call
of
the cops.
If he's calling and harassing my employees, I will call the police.
Do it.
Hold on, you're so off. Listen,
do
we're not harassing you yet.
Ma'am, listen.
Do it.
Yes, you are.
Do it.
Ma'am, listen.
Do
I came in there and picked up a delivery order, and he called me a smudge. Do you let your employees call people smudges?
I'm pretty sure I don't know what you're talking about, but if you would like me to, I will put you on hold and take this in the office. Hold on one second.
You're a fat cunt.
God, it's fucking getting escalated.
She just wants to record it.
Yeah, just hang up on her.
I did.
If you let her record it.
I'm really gone right now. Like, I'm in the fifth level of drunkenness. I'm cutting out. How am I cutting out?
We're overloading it.
What do you mean I'm overloading it?
Hey, call that San Antonio number, dude. That San Antonio number, that lady fucking, her grandson will flip off and start talking shit.
Okay, I don't see that number, bro. Repaste.
Death Fox, I like your Skype picture. It's funny. What's on your hat?
Yeah, I just took it today.
Is that
I found
an alligator?
The hat at the Dollar Tree.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a dollar. It's a fucking crocodile. I'll do the hat right now. Look at the fucking thing.
Ah!
Y'all see the camera?
Yeah, I'm not on tiny chat right now.
No, look at the camera and Skype. This is my fucking hat, bro.
That's a cool hat.
It is a cool hat. Don't hate.
It is.
I have a lot of beer. I shouldn't drink really with
my
liver.
Don't drink after this one. But drinking two is fine.
Oh shit, my hat just fucking had an orgasm on.
Hey, you guys gonna be on like at 4:30 or 5?
Probably. 30? I'll be passed out by then.
Damn it.
We're just doing a live show right now.
No, it's because I have to go to work now.
Fucking go to work then, faggot.
Hey!
First, dude, go suck your boss's dick and go make some money.
Hey, fuck you, cheeseburger!
Homosexual?
What is this number you just gave me, cheese?
Call that son of a bitch and go talk to his grandma, man. Call his grandma, man, and that dude's going to pick up the phone and start talking shit to you.
Fuck hey, Squeaks. I don't know a brothel that would be open right now. Everything in Australia which has legal brothels is closed right now. We have a lot of user comments right now. We have a lot of listeners right now.
Yeah, I spam the link like a motherfucker.
You want to call
spam? We have a good bit of listeners.
Who's listening?
Good.
Good bit of people. I spammed it.
Ooh,
yeah, I mega spammed it on about 20 different IRC channels.
Dude, it's snowing so much where I'm at, like, it just won't stop.
God damn, I'm only one sober today. That's not fair.
Well, you know, I'm at work, so I'm sober.
I'm going to call this number from Cheeseburger, and we have no idea what it is, so I'll take it, so everybody mute.
Muting.
Mute.
Has to do with the animal.
Hello?
Yeah, are you selling some kind of animal? Hello? Are you selling an animal? I'm calling about your
animal.
I want to buy your animal.
This is Tatiana. I'm calling about the animal.
Yeah, we want to get Samantha on the phone. Celestino's on the phone right now.
Who?
You still got the chihuahua.
Celestino.
Yeah, sell your animal to me. I'm gone, but sell your animal to me. I buy your animal, you Mexican cunt.
Hey, Victoria.
Quiero comer tu pinche panochita.
We want to come and buy your animal.
How you gonna tell the old lady you want to eat her pussy? Yuck.
Cheeseburger, you fucked up, bro. She just hung up on you. What are we even talking about? This show is fucked up.
We'll call her again. Pick up the phone.
No, this show is fucked up.
Yeah.
There's somebody selling a typewriter. I'm looking on Craigslist. Dozer, find some numbers, dude.
Hold on, I'm making breakfast. I want to eat real quick.
Don't make breakfast, you fucking female.
Hey guys, are you guys on Madhouse?
We're on everything.
Alright, I'll listen to you guys later. There,
we're not on Madhouse. We're not like on the Shoutcast. We do not stream on Shoutcast.
Oh, okay.
You have to go to the Mixler.
That's what I thought.
Mixler,
www.mixler.com/ Frank
Griffin
Wiki.
LR. Shut up.
Sorry.
MIXLR.com/ Frank. Dash Wiki. That is us. Yeah, we don't stream on Shoutcast because it's really low quality.
Shoutcast is for jive turkeys.
I sound like a retard right now. I really do.
What's a jive turkey?
We will be having a live show next Sunday at 7 Central. 8 Eastern. I think that's like, what, 5 Pacific or something?
Yeah, I think that's right. I have an art supply store. I don't know if I want to call that.
Put the number in there and I'll dial it. I'm too west. What? Wested. I almost said wested. What the fuck is that? You got this, Dozer.
Okay.
You gotta find New York numbers. New York, Jersey, East Coast numbers. This is not East Coast, it's not gonna work.
Thank you for calling Papercraft.
Find stuff on the East Coast, man.
Damn, I had a good idea for that one. That was the East Coast. That's
we'll
not
find our supplies on the East Coast and you can still do it.
Hold on, I got one.
What the fuck is that? Stop.
Not me. I got my microphone on mute.
Oh, shit. I forgot to put the plus one. Hold on.
Here we go. Get ready. Dozer's got this.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Michaels in Scarborough. How can I direct your call?
This paint. This paint's hurting me. The paint.
I'm sorry?
The paint. It hurts. I got paint from you guys, and it's hurting me. I ate it. Now it hurts my stomach. The oil paint. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Ma'am, where is she? Where'd she go? I don't know what her deal was. I wanted to tell her I ate a bunch of oil paint, like in my dorm room or something.
Lol, give me a new number and I'll call it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You guys watch Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, I watched a couple seasons.
I got some numbers from Bangor, Maine. That's where they shot that.
Did they shoot it in Maine?
They shot it. Bangor, Maine's like on the border of what's it called? That and New Brunswick or Nova Scotia, and they shot an episode there.
Yeah,
I think the one
was
where
they
stole that train. I think they shot that.
Yeah, that was the end. Like all the way at the end when they like had some like people into it.
Patrick Swayze, that's who it was.
Yeah, and Sebastian Bach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Dirty Dancing.
Okay, I'm calling this number. You got it, Dozer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fucking Dirty Dancing.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling UAC Morton Bangor. This is Lois speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Lois. I got some paint from you guys a few days ago. Some oil paint.
What's that?
I got some oil paint from you guys a few days ago.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was doing a painting with it, and the red looked really tasty, so I indulged a little bit, and my stomach's not feeling too great. I was wondering, you know, should I eat more of the yellow, or should I balance it out with the blue, or, you know, what color will bring me feeling better?
Let me put you through to somebody that would know that better than me. Hold right on.
Okay, no problem.
That music.
Good afternoon. Thank you for holding. This is Kat speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Kat.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I got some paint from you guys a while ago. Some oil paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was painting and the red looked really good, so I indulged a little bit. And now my stomach hurts, so I'm wondering if I should balance out the red with some yellow and make it into like a red-orange, or should I maybe go for some blue and turn it into some purple? I don't know. What will make me feel better?
Well, if there's something in the red paint, if there's a fume in the red paint that's making you sick, adding something to it's not going to really change that much. My suggestion to you would be to see if you can open the window a crack or get work near an exhaust fan where you can pull the fumes away from you.
No, yeah, I'm doing that. It's not the fumes. It looked really tasty. It doesn't taste too bad either. I've actually just been eating it by the tube. I'm going to come up there later and get some more blue. I'm almost out of that.
Okay.
So, have you ever ate it before? I mean, what do you think about the texture?
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Oil paint?
Would not recommend it.
Hmm. Well, I mean, do you think if I ate like some gold, do you think it would make me like into like a royal or something? So I want to. The goal here is to get the reptilians to come back from Nibiru and pick me up. That's the goal. So I don't know if I should go with green or gold or some kind of like ancient Mayan purple or something.
Well, not really knowing what you're doing, sir, I wouldn't recommend eating any kind of thing like that. It's all toxic materials, and if this is a crank call, I really don't have the time for a crank call.
It's not toxic. It tastes good. They told me to do it. But the reptilians are coming back for me, and they want me to be gold when they get here. So do you guys have, like, a gold flake paint maybe that I could douse myself in before they come back?
Sir, I'm going to hang up the phone now because that's just not proper. Thank you.
You're a jive turkey. I don't know. Wasn't that funny?
I thought it was. I was laughing my balls and dick off.
Call that number. Hey, call that number right there.
Church of Satan.
Yeah.
I'll do it if it's real.
It's real.
I got some Cajun peanuts.
Thanks for calling AC Suite. We are a credit card processing company for internet-based websites. Please have your credit card available for the next customer service representative.
Your wait time will be approximately 5 minutes.
That wasn't real.
I was faked it. I got it right here. I'm looking for a safety number to call fucking those people and fucking get them pissed off talking about their devil.
I went to Dollar Tree today and got hot spicy peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking things are good.
Yeah, Dollar Tree is a shit, dude. A fucking shit. They've got dollar deals right up the street from me, which is Dollar Tree with a refrigerated section. With a refrigerated section. Why would you ever go to another store ever?
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so give me numbers, guys.
Okay, hold on.
RBCP, you need to tune in.
Yeah. Here, I'll get some numbers.
Ooh, these peanuts are fucking hot.
Let me see the bag. The label on the bag, so I know what they are, because I love spicy stuff. Yeah, those are the ones I was going to get. I didn't get them, though. I got, what did I get instead? Let me look at my box here. I think I just pulverized everything that I got. I've been getting that fruit mix, the one that's,
I got Subway, too. I'm just eating these peanuts first.
We have to go on a diet.
I'm on a diet. I've lost 25 pounds.
Yeah, he's been losing it. He's totally
I weighed today. I went to the doctor and I weighed. I'm at 478.
That's good.
I was at a lot.
Who's in here now? Who's that?
That's Noganu.
Oh.
We're calling this number.
I thought it was
Numbers. Give me new numbers.
I put a number right there already.
Hello, Naganu. I thought you were Nunu for a second.
Hey, Pumpkin.
Nunu.
I don't know. These peanuts are fucking, like, burning my mouth.
Here,
I can't stop.
Here's the spot where the pilgrims landed.
I'm bare back. I gotta go make a stack dump.
What? What is this?
It's where the pyramid, where the pilgrims landed.
I'll do it. What is it?
Where the pilgrims landed.
Is it a restaurant? What is it?
Looks like a store.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, what do you sell? What do you barter? What do you do?
Lands End Marine, may I help you?
Yeah, I want to buy your stuff. Fucking idiot.
Man, you guys got to do something. You guys got to call a cancer research facility. The Cancer Foundation. What about this Church of Satan? Did you call them yet or what?
Yeah.
Did they answer?
You call an 800 number. Now I got a different one right here, a 415.
You talk to the Church of Satan.
Yeah, call that one.
Here's a Nintendo cafe.
A Nintendo, like legitimate Nintendo?
You go down, you sit down, play Nintendo, and order, like, stuff, and they bring it to you.
Let me talk.
What, like, Nintendo Wii?
Well, I'll call Nintendo.
Thank you for calling Nintendo World. How may I help you?
What kind of Nintendo do you play there?
All the recent ones. Wii U, 3DS, and 3DS XL.
Can I jack off in your girlfriend's face?
Excuse me?
What? Do you not play NES?
No, no, no. Say the other thing. Don't be scared.
I said, I cannot jack off in your girlfriend's face, you faggot.
No, you can only do that to your sister.
Nah, dude, I
want to do it. I got your mom here.
Hey, I want to get up in your mouth, sir.
Got your mother here.
How you guys doing?
Choke on this cock.
Yeah. Hey, sir, you want
to have the address to the store. You can come visit us anytime.
All right. Kick your ass.
Come visit us anytime.
I'll go over there for my
ass.
Come visit us anytime.
I'm going to hit you with my NES.
What's wrong?
What's your name?
What's wrong? No, come anytime.
Tell me your name.
I can put your battery in
my name.
Are you a pussy?
Come on,
tell me your name.
You sound really scared.
Tell me your name, dude.
Yeah,
you a pussy?
On.
Y'all sounding really scared right now. Y'all sound so scared.
Tell me his
you sound
name.
Shook. You ain't doing nothing.
Why won't he tell me his name?
I think you're shook. And you're not doing nothing.
Why are you so far away?
Because we're not far away. We're on the block.
Come on, Bobby.
Tell
over
me your name, dude.
Come over
be
here.
Be a coward.
Shook.
Hang up the phone.
You don't
want to
really. You stay
just
behind this
phone
because you're scared. You
just
stay
so
behind that
pussy
phone.
Hang
scared
up the phone.
Come over. I'm here every day.
Don't talk
I'm
to
here
me
every
this
day.
Guy on the phone is so
hey,
you know better. You know better.
You,
I'll beat you worse than your pops and your grandpops.
Why your mom's here right now.
Why your mom? Why is your mom and your dad sisters and brothers? Yeah.
Hey,
you know better.
Checking,
you know better. You know better. Come
this
over.
Guy on the phone is so scared.
Come over. Come over.
He's terrified.
Hide behind that phone.
He's
hide behind that phone.
Shaking in his boots.
Hide behind that phone. I'm right that here. You know where I'm at.
Anyway.
Come over. I'm here every day. But you're scared. Come on. I'll give you a whipping that your daddy's supposed to give you.
I'm down the block at 12 Rockefeller Plaza. So if you want, I mean, you want,
right
to, you want to meet outside.
Come over.
Or, I mean, hey.
Come over. I'll be waiting outside. I'll be waiting outside.
Tell me your name, dude.
I'll be waiting outside at 4.
What's your name?
Why won't you tell us
your
name?
You don't even know my name.
Yeah, I do.
Meet me in front of the store at 4. Meet me at the store at 4. Meet me in front of the store. Meet me in store at the front floor. I'll be waiting right in the front. Right by the flag that they had that says Rockefeller Center. I ain't never scared.
What color shirt? I'm wearing a leather jacket and a green shirt. My name's Ryan. What's your name?
No problem. I'll be right up front waiting for you.
You're
scared. You don't want nothing. Yeah, keep on talking. All y'all could come meet me. Yeah.
Hey, this guy's so scary.
He's
tell us his name or what he's wearing. He's freaking out now. He's obviously so
12
scared.
12 Rock is a office building, so I know you're shook. You're not around here.
I know. Me and all my officers are in here.
Let Sean talk. Let Sean talk.
Touch, buddy. Can you give me a zapper, please?
Yeah.
You got a zapper?
I'm chilling right now.
You got a zapper?
So what time? 4 o'clock? I'll be in front of the store.
4:47.
Bring your friends. Bring your friends. You can YouTube this.
4:47. I'll be standing there.
You can YouTube this. No worries.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'll be standing. Listen
don't worry about it. You all talk. You all talk. I don't listen to girls.
Listen to me, you touch bastard. I'll be standing with my guitar, Superman. Right there. I'll be standing there against the wall.
No problem.
With my
I'll be there. I'll be
look
there.
For supervision.
I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there.
Fuck
you. Be there.
Hey, motherfucker.
Keep on talking.
Listen.
Keep on talking.
Prank Wiki.
Keep on talking.
Thank you. Prank Wiki.
Keep on talking. Keep on talking. See you at 4.
I'll see you.
You're shook. You don't want it.
No.
You don't
you're
want
shook.
It.
You don't want this.
You're shook. Yeah.
Yeah, you're shook. You're scared.
Don't worry about prankwiki.com. I'll leave you on bumfights.com, all right?
I hear you shaking in your boots.
No, I ain't never scared. That's why you have 8 people on the phone, and not one of y'all want to talk to me.
Thanks for
you
plugging
don't want it. You don't want it. You don't want it.
You're live on
you,
the radio.
You're going to prank someone? You're being with them, dude. Come get me. Come at me.
Set you up.
Come at me. Where you at?
Live
where you at?
Okay.
Where you at?
Live.
What? What?
Yes, I'm trying.
What?
I'm trying.
Men don't stutter. Men don't stutter. Men don't hide behind the phone. Come and get me.
Why are you so scared? Stop crying.
I'm not scared. No problem. I'm not scared. Bring your group. I'll take all of them on.
Right, group.
Prankwiki.com. Prankwiki.com. Don't hide behind a website. I'll see you whenever.
Orale, Vasto, don't fuck with me, Holmes.
Yeah, hide behind those laughs. I'm serious.
What do we call you?
I'm serious. Why are you scared? Why are you scared? You're not going to say anything.
What do we call you?
You're not going to say anything.
Answer my friend.
What do we refer to you as?
You must not be busy, dude.
No. That's what.
Don't worry about that. You're not around here. You're not around. Hi. Come and see me. Come and see me. What? Stop stuttering. Stop stuttering.
Job.
You're talking to a man. Stop really stuttering. Down. Right, boy?
Talking to a man.
Right, boy?
I'm talking to a fucking
boy. Boy?
Fucking
boy?
Job.
Hey, yeah.
Listen to me, boy.
Be good, boy.
I'm going to whip that ass. What I'm saying. I'm going to come down.
You ain't going to do nothing. That's all talk. You know where I live. You know where I'm at. 4 o'clock.
I don't know where you live. Tell us where you
4
live.
4 o'clock. I'm right in front of the store. 4 o'clock.
I'll be there. Our supervision. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even know what Watara Supervision is. You work at fucking Nintendo World, and you don't know what Watara is.
Because he's a pussy, that's why.
Yeah, he shut up real quick, too.
Yeah, he shut up real fast.
Shut him down. He knows how to do his job.
He sounds pretty cute. I feel like fucking him.
He thinks he's smart, but he doesn't know how to do his job.
His mom probably came in and got him in trouble. Oh, I don't want to go to freaking school.
Now there's like eight of them talking.
What's the fuck they talking about?
We should get somebody. We should order a bunch of shit to that store now.
Yeah.
Give me numbers and I'll let you do it.
You might as well hang up on him if you don't. I mean, I can tell you what he's saying.
Just give me numbers and we'll order stuff. You know the address. Just give me numbers. I hung up on it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me find where it's at.
That was funny. They got a kick out of that. They were saying, there's got to be like eight of them on the phone. They're saying things like, I've never heard before or something.
That dude was retarded.
Here's one around the block.
I'll let you make the order.
Okay.
Pronto.
Yeah, do you guys do delivery still?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm at the Nintendo, the 10 Rockefeller Center. It's like, do you guys deliver over here?
Okay, yes. But okay, cool. What's the building? Is it 10 Rockefeller or the Nintendo?
Yeah, 10 Rockefeller. It's called Nintendo World.
Oh, right across the street.
Yeah.
Okay, you had a Nintendo. Okay.
Yeah, we got a bunch of guys back here. You guys have pepperoni? You guys got like extra large, something like that?
Yes, we have 8 slices on a pie.
8? Okay, why don't you give us about 2 of those?
2 pepperoni pies?
Yeah.
2 hot pies, pepperoni, okay. You need drinks?
What do you got? You got Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Yeah, we'll take do you got a 2-liter?
No, I have cans, but I give you a good discount if you want.
Yeah, why don't you give us, like, 6 of those for whatever you want to charge. That's fine.
6 Cokes only?
Yeah, just 6.
Okay. All right. Can you give me a number? Where are you? Where are you going to be, upstairs or?
Yeah, I'll just give you the number of the place. Is that cool?
No. Oh, okay. The phone. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, what do you want?
646-459-0800.
And what's that? That's the number of the store?
Yeah, you can call. I'll pick up. I'm sitting at the desk back here.
Okay, what's your name?
Joey.
Joey, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You work there, right, or no?
Yeah, Joe Martinez. Joey Martinez.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
You want the price? You want to know the price?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, it's fine. I mean, we got a cool pool of cash back here. I'm sure we got enough.
Okay, no problem.
Got a big tip waiting for you.
Okay. Listen, 10 minutes, okay?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, love you. Bye.
Love you, bye. It's not a bad idea, dude. I don't really care right now, so it don't matter.
We should order them a bunch of steak.
Yeah, you got one more pizza? Let's send two pizzas.
Okay. Someone else order the next one. I'll get you a number.
I want you some alcohol.
Here, see if this place delivers, because this is, like, really high-end food. And they came up under delivery, so I'm guessing they might.
I'll let you do it. I'm eating peanuts.
I don't feel like.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Fire Steakhouse. Selena speaking. How may I help you?
Do you guys do delivery?
Yes, we do.
Oh, sweet. Okay. You guys have steaks, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have three steak meals, three steak lunches?
Sure. One moment.
Making a reservation with Empire Steakhouse is even simpler with our open table online reservations. Simply log on to EmpireSteakhouseNYC.com. Let us know how many will be joining you and the time you wish to reserve, and we'll handle the rest. While you're on our website, take the time to peruse our menu and take a stroll through our extensive wine list. If for any reason you can't make a reservation online, call us. Accommodating our guests is what we do at Empire Steakhouse. Just how good are we? At Empire Steakhouse, we have been honored with numerous accolades. These include the Academy of Hospitality Sciences 5-Star Diamond Award for Excellence in Food and Hospitality, a Zagat rating of 20...
How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing?
Good. How's business?
Good.
You know who I am?
No.
Your mother. Okay, and I want my money. Cut me my check. Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hey, hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Not too bad. I would like to inquire about the steaks you have. Do you have the tube steak meals?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the tube steak meals?
Hold on, just give me a second, sir. I can't hear you.
No problem.
Empire Steakhouse. From our celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, we surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. We're conveniently located at 36 West 52nd Street, located at the heart of Midtown, on the edge of Rockefeller Center. Empire Steakhouse is accessible by bus, train, car, and by foot in many cases. Thank you for calling Empire Steakhouse. We'll return to your call as promptly as possible. Warm, inviting, comfortable. The ambiance of Empire Steakhouse is perfect for a night or relaxed dining. Whether it's an intimate evening for two or an annual corporate gathering, Empire Steakhouse transforms every gathering into an unforgettable event. We appreciate the importance of private dining for meetings, business functions,
I'm
or parties where seclusion is key. That's why we've dedicated our entire second floor just for that purpose. Rest assured, Empire Steakhouse is well-equipped to handle your private dining matter.
That's all, Linux speaking. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
No. How can I help you?
What's up, dude?
Not much. How you doing?
My bad. I was taking a bong rip real fast.
I'm sorry?
My bad. I was taking a... a quick toke. You guys have the steaks still?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys have the steaks?
Do we do steaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a steakhouse.
Okay. So if I, you, like, I need a steak. I need a house of steak. I want you to build a steakhouse around me. So if I come in there, can you do that?
Sir, I think this is a joke. I don't appreciate your call. This is very awkward.
I'm a very wealthy man, and I need you to build a wall of steak around me.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. It's like the fifth time I've been put out old. Fuck this call. This is stupid.
Knowledgeable staff will be glad to help you with your selection. Visit us online at EmpireSteakhouseNYC.com and preview our wine list after your call. We've always believed that Empire Steakhouse offers some of the most delicious steaks and seafood in town. We're sure you'll quickly become one of our...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's up?
What's up, dude? Hello? Is this Pepsi?
I'm listening. Like,
confirm the delivery?
I'm sorry?
I need to confirm the delivery. This is the Pepsi company, the drop-off.
Never mind, sir. You got the wrong number in the wrong steakhouse.
No, this is the steakhouse, Empire Steakhouse.
Yes, it is. What can I do for you?
Lost in the Bronx. I don't know how to find you guys.
You're lost in the Bronx or you're far away from us?
I know. They told me to come to you guys and now I'm lost and these guys are trying to get in my truck. What do I do?
Sir, do me a favor. Find a different way of shutting this out.
Dude, they're trying to sort... They're...
What the fuck did he say?
I want to tell him they're stealing his order.
What did he say at the end? Try to find...
He said, like, try to find some own way to sort this out or something like that. I think the last guy was...
Sorting this out. Like, it's something that anyone else can help with.
It feels good to be naked in your bed.
RBCP thinks I'm adding people on Facebook that, like, are not recommended to me.
Wait, what?
And, like, that's a lie. He thinks I'm adding people on Facebook for him. It's like, profile page. And I've not been doing it. These fucking peanuts are fucking spicy as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
They're, like, fucking my fucking, like, solar system up.
Solar system.
I'm calling this number, Dozer.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, this is the delivery guy for the Pepsi stuff.
Delivery guy from where?
Pepsi.
What is that?
Pepsi. The Pepsi, the soda.
Okay.
Soda, I'm lost. Where are you guys? I can't find you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm lost in the Bronx.
That far, Bronx?
Is it far from you?
Yeah, just drop it up anywhere you want. No problem.
My GPS things is messing up, but there's these guys and they're trying to steal your shipment of soda.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and
I
don't want them to take it. No. I don't want them to take it. I gotta save it for you guys. I like you guys. You guys are cool. You gave me a tip last week, or one of you guys did. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do I do? Should I take out my 38 and pop one of them? I mean, they're just a bunch of, you know, black guys. I mean, they probably do this all the time.
That's funny.
There's another one there, but that was a good premise. I liked it.
What numbers we got?
That was the last one, the 212.
Here, I got another 7-Eleven if any of you guys want it. There you go.
RBCP, I know you're listening. Stop hating.
Why is it such a hater?
No, he's hating on me, for real. What is this?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, can I help you?
Yeah, do you got condoms?
Yes, we do.
How much are they?
$4.99.
What kind are they?
Trojans.
What?
Trojans.
Well, they.
I don't want
well,
Trojans. What are the kind you got?
What a dick. I think they only carry...
Yeah.
I think they only carry Trojans there. They don't have Durex or anything like that.
I'll call him again.
Personally, I like Durex more.
Dude, you can talk.
But the answer might just go straight to fax. Because he's going to think. You heard him laughing in the background. You heard the guy.
He's hating.
He was laughing. And the girl answered. She said hello, and she heard that it was us, and she hung right up.
Cheeseburger, what's this number you're posting?
Call him, find out.
Whatever. It's probably about an animal.
No. It's shaking.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
So it's nothing.
Nothing, dude. All right.
I'm calling your number, Dozer. Here you go. Bad number.
Hello, no one is available.
What else we got?
What was that last number you called?
The one you posted?
Oh, okay. There you go, we got another one.
Wait for you to post it. Here we go. You got it.
Okay.
Hello, 7-Eleven?
Hello, I got the soda shipment.
Hello?
Hello, I have the soda shipment from Pepsi. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, where are you guys at? I'm a little lost. My GPS threw me off. I'm somewhere near, let's see, the sign says Old Bridge. Another one says Marlboro. Do you know, are you guys near there? Or?
We are on the road 9.
Oh, you're on that 9 road?
Yeah, I'm on the road 9.
Because
the NJ bus transit.
These guys are trying to steal the shipment. So, I mean, how bad do you guys want it? How much are you willing to pay? Because Jamal has me here, and he has me held captive.
I don't get it, what you're saying. Like, you want to steal something here?
Here, hold on. I'll let you talk to him. Hold on. Here, Jamal. He wants to talk to you. Take him.
All right.
Hey, what's good, 7-Eleven? What's good with it? Hello?
Yeah, it's on that.
Yeah, I got your I got your driver here, right? And I got your soda shipment, right? So I'm wondering how much y'all willing to pay for your soda shipment.
Wait, nah.
How much? Hey.
Get going again. Oh, sorry. 1:30.
Hello.
You didn't get the job, I guess.
Nah.
Hello?
Hey, what's good?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, so how much you willing to pay? You can cut me a check right quick for like 500. We'd be good.
What? Which pay?
You cut me a check for like 500 and you can have all your soda.
Which soda?
Yeah, all the soda. Y'all can have all your sodas. If y'all just cut me a check right real quick for 500, we'd be good.
Okay.
And now from every time he comes through, you're gonna cut me a check and then you're gonna get your soda. We got your Pepsi and your Coke and all, we got all that shit up here.
Where you want me to check it? Are you talking about the fountain soda?
What?
Which one are you talking about, fountain soda?
Yeah, I got... No, the bottles. All the bottles of the stuff you put in the cooler.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, the driver, he got a little lost. So I was trying to help him get there, you know, because I know right where you at. I've been in there. But the deal is for him to get there with the stuff. I mean, you got to give me some money. You have to cut me a check or pay me of some sort.
Why you pay you for?
Because I'm doing you a service. Because without me, you wouldn't be getting. You ain't gonna get it. Because if you don't pay, I'm gonna turn his ass around, take him to my neighborhood, and I'm gonna sell it to all the neighborhood folk and give it to the parents who can't afford that shit.
I can't pay, you know. Because
you're
not
paid
to the corporate pay, so you have to call corporate for that.
You want me to call corporate? Well, I mean, you better do some shit, because come like Tuesday or some shit, you ain't going to have no pop to sell.
Because we're not paid, that's why. We can't pay, we're not allowed to pay anybody.
Alright, you ain't going to get your shit, man.
Hmm?
You ain't going to get your shit, man. Fuck you, then.
Yeah.
My mother showed.
That was funny as fuck.
Do you guys see the request from Badfish?
You gotta put that on a prank session. That was fucking funny.
Dozer.
What up?
Do you see that request from Badfish?
Skype chat. Yeah, we should call it.
Okay, I'll let you do it.
Alright.
I'll call it right now. Just format that number for me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. Let me read that. I have a stack of pallets, probably 6 feet, that are older for burning. Probably 15 of them are old, dry, rotted. Okay.
Okay. I'm calling it.
Didn't work.
You're trying again.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling about the pallets of firewood you have for sale for burning.
Yes. Hold on 1 second, please.
Do you have anything pressing in cold deals? Then I have a guy finish up, the detail guy finish up a couple cars that never got seen for sale. Go to ABC tomorrow, but I don't know if there's anything that was getting delivered today.
The only thing that we need to get on is that
canyon. Okay. Canyon out there. For it's still waiting on something for service. Waiting on something.
Well,
did you prove it?
I don't. I'm not gonna have service or anything else to it right now, because the way it sits right now, we've got a guy from Illinois that's the only car lot he can buy.
Okay.
Call back, please.
Okay, that'll work. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes. The pallets?
Yeah, you have the pallets for burning?
Yes.
According to state guidelines, you actually can't burn rotted pallets anymore. It's because of EPA regulation. My name is Dallas Edwards. I'm calling from the St. Louis EPA division. Right now, we're sending a unit over to pick those up so we can dispose of them properly.
Okay.
So can we get we see you have your location on the ad. We're sending units there. Is that where they're located?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you from?
We're from the St. Louis EPA division. We'll be there in about.
Okay. 10.
We're gonna pick them up and we're gonna incinerate them ourselves properly.
Oh, okay. Do you guys offer that for anybody that has pals like that?
Yeah. Because if you burn those, it could cause acid rain.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't want acid rain because acid rain is bad for the children and everything. So could you take all those and bring them out front?
I have no way to transport and move them up front. I mean, we're a dealership. I have no way to. I mean, they're very easily accessible where they are.
Okay. I think my advisor, Patton, he has an idea for you to make this a little bit easier. I'm going to put him on the phone real fast. Please hold.
Do you have a lot of niggers there? They can transform to.
Do we have neighbors of what?
Sorry. I've been boozing. Do you have a lot of niggers? They can take him to the front? He just hung up the fuck up.
That's funny. He thought you said neighbors.
Oh, man.
I didn't know what to say. I'm really wasting.
I thought you were like stacked out in like a U formation.
You was like totally serious, but then I was like fucked up.
And he thought you were serious. He thought you said neighbors.
Yeah, and I said niggers. Like, do you have any niggers to take him to the front?
Yeah.
I'll call him back. Hold on.
Why do you guys have to be so racist with people?
Because I can. Because I'm American.
You fucking gringo.
Cares. It's busy.
You don't want to talk to you no more.
We don't. You got any more numbers? Or are we done?
I'm looking on the musical instruments.
I'm going to go pee. So y'all talk. Yeah. Well, we can call the number while.
I got a girl's number. I forgot the girl's name.
Post the number and I'll call it while I go pee.
All right.
When y'all can talk.
Hold on, I got a number.
She's beautiful. She's a pretty girl.
She looks like a truck.
Nah, she's a little short Mexican chick with a light skin in it. Her lip is pure. She looks like a little. She looks like a little horse.
I'm calling Dozier's number. I'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, do you got the bike?
Which bike is that, sir?
What do you mean? What bike? The WT. You have an ad for the bikes. The 70, 80, 90. Cash paid $100. WTB.
Right up.
Your BMX
bike. Right, I'm looking to buy bikes. Right.
You got a blue one, a red one, a silver one, a blue one, a white one, a silver one with pink rims, a purple one.
Are you looking to buy a bicycle or are you looking to sell one?
With rims and then a white one with black rims. I'm looking to sell one.
Okay, what kind of bike you got?
I got a 97 Haro Dave Mira BMX bike. It's a Dave Mira signature edition that he signed.
Okay.
Where
are you located at?
St. Louis.
Okay, where in St. Louis?
Not the trashy side, like I can tell you're from. I'm from the nicer side.
Okay, which side is that?
I live
in Sunset Hill, so.
I live downtown in a big loft.
Okay.
Yeah, and I bought it off some crackhead, and I don't want it anymore. I don't know how much it's worth. I'll just give it to you for like $20. I don't even know who this Dave Mira guy is.
Okay. Well, when can I meet with you to take a look at it?
I don't know. You can come down here whenever. You want to smoke a blunt?
Nah, I don't smoke weed, but thank you.
For sure. Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, you sound like a redneck, so maybe I'll just meet you out in the sticks.
I'm far from a redneck, buddy.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, you just sound really uneducated. You could barely spell anything in your ad. That's why I couldn't tell you what it was.
Really? Well, thank you. You have a nice day.
Grammar's terrible. Want to play.
Turn around is fair play. Turn around is fair play.
I'm back.
Hey, hey.
So what happened?
Nothing really. Just didn't like the wording of what was said, and kind of like a flag.
Did we call this number Cheeseburger just posted? No, I'm calling this number Cheeseburger just posted. Whoever wants it can take it.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this...
Oh, shit. My bad luck, man. What's up with this?
I gotta go to class. I didn't realize what the time was.
All right. Back. Okay. All right. We're ending the show.
You're ending it right now?
Ending.
Here's the music.
Conference later.
It's going right now. The music is really loud.
I'll have the music done by Friday at the latest. Wrong.
No, I have music going Jesus right now.
Christ, one day.
Are talking. And come back to life. You can't hear the music. How you but it's playing right now. This is the end of the show.
Thank you for listening.
I love you guys.
Bless. That's Dozer. That's that hot cheeseburger.
Whatever. Good night.
Frank. Wiki.com.
FrankWiki.com.
Frank Session Resi. PrankSessionRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in. The end. After this song, I will cut the stream off.
Bye, everybody. I'm going back to bed.
I'm on the bender.
Don't ask me no questions. I won't remember. I'm on the bender. Next time, tell me.